was writing a script.
Yeah.
I was actually working on the thing that I'm editing now.
Yeah.
She sat down opposite and she started emptying her whole bag out because she'd lost her charger.
Yeah.
You know, I just spotted an opening. Like, can I help you?
Yeah.
What I didn't realize is that would be a daily occurrence, her losing her charger.
Yeah.
And emptying her bag out everywhere.
Does your work inform each other's work?
Yeah. For my writer's room, for my TV show,
yeah,
I was constantly begging my wife to stop by, and she did.
Yeah.
I was very lucky, because I trust her more than anyone. I trust her story brain more than anyone's.
Yeah.
And she brought such insight and emotion and just brilliant ideas to the table.
Mm-hmm.
My wife asking me to advise on her novels, maybe not as good an idea.
Has she asked you to?
Surprisingly, she has not. I'm ready. I'm here. Yeah.
Of all the things you're up to, you have another, maybe your most important role now, a new role as a father. How are you doing in that role?
You got to ask my wife and kid, really, you know. I'm still auditioning for the role, hopefully, get through to the last round.
Does it change you, do you think, as an artist in any way?
Yeah, I think a lot more gratitude and humility on my part. You know, at this point, anything that I do as an artist is facilitated by the support of my wife.
Yeah.
So it's definitely kind of made me realize the extent to which the people closest to you are actually the co-authors of your work. That's something that I've always been aware of, you know, speaking about my mother.
Yes.
As kind of like somehow she's controlling the joystick of every acting choice I make somewhere deep in my subconscious, maybe.
Yes.
But now in a really kind of tangible way, seeing that like my work is only made possible by other people.
Yeah.
You know, and in particular, my wife, who's my greatest creative confidant and guide and co-author.